Welcome to It's Your World, I Just Live In It, a weekly podcast that enlightens you on a variety of subjects. Join me as I share these fun topics and connect with all of you. So, hey guys, my name's Heather and this is my first official podcast. I'm so excited to start this journey. I first came into podcast a couple of years ago when I was on a road trip and I had finished a download of a book. And I remember someone mentioning podcasts to me, and I had only ever listened to maybe one other one. So I had downloaded a few other options to listen to. And then fast forward to last year during quarantine, I, like so many others, was cleaning my house like a mad person and wanted a few other options besides music to listen to. So I dove headfirst into finding a whole bunch of other podcasts to listen to. I basically started the beginning of Crime Junkie and went on from there. So I have since started listening to so many other ones. And each week when a new one of that episode that I follow comes out, it's like a new episode on TV when I was growing up and you would be excited to hear it. So I was originally going to be starting a blog about something. And I have to be honest, I don't read blogs. Like, I might come across a blog through Pinterest for a recipe, but I just don't. And it's nothing against them. I just knew that I was not going to do it because I had created domain and I just wasn't doing it. And I got to thinking I should do a podcast because I listen to podcasts. So each week is going to be a different topic. This is more of a personal journal, and I'm sharing different areas that I like to talk about. So, for example, today I will be discussing some hair products because I am a hairstylist. And next week I will be discussing Mackinac. I love Mackinac Island, so I will be doing that. I also will be bringing in to play my weight loss journey, concerts, music, movies, funny stories in general, my rescue animals, just a whole assortment of subjects, but I really enjoy kind of categorizing them down to like that subject will be for that week. So as I mentioned, this week will just be about hair. So I dive into it now that I am a hairstylist in Northern Indiana. I've done hair for over 24 years. I can't believe I'm actually saying that. I remember when I first started in the business, you could not wait to get a year under your belt because that was one of the first things people always asked you is, well, how long have you been doing hair? So I always used to include the year I was in beauty school with that too. But now I just say, oh, over 20 years. A couple years ago, I really got back into re-educating myself with different techniques with hair because the industry has just changed so very much since I first started doing it. And in Indiana, they do not require you to do continuing education anymore. They used to, but we had a governor that, I don't even remember what it was. I think it was like 2004 or something, got rid of doing that. So it wasn't that much. But when you got rid of doing education, I myself found myself not wanting to do it. I had a full clientele. Why would I need to go do anything? And as the years went on, I realized, wait a second, I don't know how to do some of these things that people are coming in and asking me. And to be perfectly honest, I thought I could get around without doing it, but you just couldn't. So I really dove into using social media to get into doing some different things with hair. And fast forward to a big hair show that I went to in Washington, D.C., a couple years ago, and that is with Behind the Chair. And Behind the Chair is this fantastic, it used to be a published magazine. I actually don't know that they publish one anymore. It's more online because everything's pretty much all online now. And they, which to be honest, I don't even know if they ever did a magazine. I don't even remember. I'm so sorry. I'm bad at even saying on this, but regardless, they were somebody that you went to for hair knowledge, with pictures, with contests, with educators, with tools. You just knew that you needed to look at Behind the Chair to find your information. Every year, they host a huge 3-day hair show, and each year it's kind of at a different location. So the one year it was going to be in Washington, D.C., which I love Washington, D.C. So I was so excited to go there and also went a few days early to explore Washington, D.C. If you've never gone to D.C., do it. It's amazing. Well, while I was there, the place we were staying at for the show, it was massive. And you had the main stage where all of the creative artwork was going on and some up, like there was even a panel of celebrity stylists. And you had a Redken up there, you had Paul Mitchell, you had everyone up there you could think of. But then in another huge, a huge room was probably every retail product that you could think of in the hair industry. So it's a bit overwhelming, kind of like IKEA. When you go into IKEA and you're walking around, you just need to almost get a game plan and then go back through and take it all in. Well, while I was there, I came across a certain product line that I thought, you know what, I think I'm going to look into retailing this product. And I'm going to be honest, I have never been a huge retailer with being in the hair industry. I don't know why. It's always been something that I've stood back on. I didn't want to feel like I was pushing people. But to be perfectly honest, people want to know. And if they're spending the money to get their hair done, it's worth it. So listen to your stylist. If they say, there's a reason they're recommending a product for your hair. They know what they're talking about. And, you know, I will provide it and hopefully they can use that information. So I bought this starter kit to look into retailing because I do booth rental, so I can sell retail. And then I came across this other line and I entered a contest and I actually won. I found out a few weeks later, I won that entire line of products, and it was IGK products that I had won this line. Well, I had purchased this other line and I thought, you know what, I'm going to use that other line. I'll just use the IGK products at home. Well, let me just tell you, I started using those products at home and I fell in love with them and I thought, oh crap, I think I'm going to go ahead and switch those over. Not to say that the other ones weren't fantastic because they are, but I just really liked the IGK line. Good Lord. So I also really enjoyed the fact that they offered travel sizes because travel sizes are amazing. They're great for you to really test out a product. You get quite a few uses out of them to know if they really accomplish the goal that you're trying to achieve with your hair. The other thing is they are reusable for when you do travel. So always keep that in mind. If you're considering it, see if there's travel sizes because that's a great way to test the product out. So today I'm going to talk about three styling products that I love. As I mentioned before, with hair, it could be about techniques. It could be about products. It could be about pricing. It could be about how you search for a stylist. It just depends on what I want to discuss for the week. So this week I'm going to talk about three of my favorite styling products from the IGK line. And they're all called Good Behavior, but they have three different products in the Good Behavior name. So the first one is the 4-in-1 Prep Spray. And this product is meant to be used on wet hair after you've shampooed, after you've gotten out of the shower, towel dried it, whatever, you spray it on, comb it through. It controls frizz for 24 hours, protects against the heat, and it creates shine. And this product, it smells amazing too, you guys. It's really lightweight. It's something that when you're using the other two products that come with Good Behavior, I highly recommend that you get this to start because it's just going to help concoct these all together. They cocktail very well together. They're a team. They're supposed to be used together. So that spray, the other thing is make sure you're combing it through thoroughly because so many people, they're quick, and I know I'm guilty of it, spray it on and really comb it through. Make sure that product is getting distributed very nicely throughout the head of hair so you get the full effect that it's supposed to be having with it. Next is the latest product that they came out with, which is the Protein Smoothing Blowout Balm. And this is actually a very lightweight product. When you hear balm, I know that it can sound greasy and you think that's not what I'm going to want, but actually it is not heavy at all. It's a heat activating balm that melts into the hair and it gives a lasting sleekness and shine while not weighing it down. You also want to apply it to your hair when it's wet and comb it through. Really comb that product through there to make sure it's getting every strand. It's going to saturate it thoroughly and you can get the most distribution of it. One thing that really helps when you're blow drying your hair and you're using some of these products is you want to be able to section your hair out and blow dry it. I know we're short on time sometimes, but it really will help utilize these tools to the full potential that they have. With that being said, following once you've used the blowout balm, you can opt to not use the next product, or you can. That's the great thing about it. None of these are going to weigh your hair down. The anti-frizz smoothing spray. This was the original product in the Good Behavior line. What you want to do is, like I said, section off the hair. Let's say, for example, three sections. And after you've applied the other two products, or if you just want to use the 4-in-1 prep spray and the smoothing spray, not use the balm, it's your call. You want to spray that sectioned hair that you have down and comb it through and then blow dry it in. You can use it on dry hair. I prefer it on wet hair. It just is really going to go in there and help with the heat activation that you have going on there because it mimics a keratin treatment. And I can't say this enough. The smell is incredible, you guys. People, that is the first thing they say. What is that? It smells amazing. It's kind of got a vanilla scent. I don't know. It's very, very light and refreshing. So once you finish that, even if you're not using a flat iron, if you use a curling iron or wave wand, that's fine. This is just giving you a smoother look, and I cannot say how smooth this really does look after you, even if you don't, you might not even have to use a flat iron. It really helps smooth it all out. It is a fantastic product. So I created an Instagram page for my podcast, and it's called It's Your World_I Just Live In It. The It's does not have an apostrophe in it. They would not allow that. In my bio there is a link for you to get into the IGK line to look these products up and buy them for yourself because you want to. Get on their email list. They have amazing sales all the time. It's totally worth it. And I can't say enough about this line. It's great. So those are just a few of the products. I'll touch on more products at another time. So next, we are going into a separate line that you actually cannot get. I can't even get at supply stores or that I usually go to if you're just a licensed cosmetologist. I used to have an Instagram hair page. Something happened during COVID. I just decided to get rid of it. I just wasn't feeling it. My creative outlet was just not there. And I actually know some other people that went through the same thing. But before that, this company, a rep from them, had gotten a hold of me and asked me if I had heard of this line. And I actually had. I didn't know too much about it. But it's called In Common, and it was created by Rihanna Capri and Nikki Lee. They're a celebrity stylist out in California. They own 901 Salon, and they do like Emma Roberts and Hilary Duff. Julian Huff is their number one client, I think. So they are hairstylists that are still actively behind the chair, still doing hair, and they created this line. It's not a huge line. It's just shampoo with enhancers, conditioner, a leave-in treatment, and then there's mass treatments that you can get done in the salon. So it's not like several products, okay? That is, this is the next line that I'm going to be talking about. Was a line that was created for those struggling with dryness, brittle, or damaged hair. And the first product is the Clear Haze Universal Shampoo. And yes, this can be used on all hair types. You got bleached hair, you can use it. You got curly hair, use it. Actually, it's on really great on curly hair. And the weird thing is for some people that this comes out in a mousse form, so it doesn't emulsify and sets up like you're used to. So that can be a little different. I know that we always think emulsification equals clean. That's not always the case. So if you really need to get that for that lather effect, you can, of course, make sure your hair is super wet, wet it, put the shampoo in, dip your head back under the water, take it back out, apply some more shampoo if needs be, and know it is still doing the job even without all the suds. But it is truly a remarkable shampoo. Your hair feels just really clean but lightweight afterwards. So that's the first one. So another thing you want to do is you want to make sure you have a brush or a comb in the shower because you'll need that for when you use one of these next three enhancers. So the first one is rain moisturizing, and this is creates exactly what the hair needs. It is moisture and intense hydration. So you spray that on and that's going to help give you that moisture that you're lacking. You know, a lot of times in the wintertime, we get that really dry atmospheres. It's been really bad this last winter. I know here in Indiana for that. So Mended C Strengthening. This is designed for weak, damaged hair. It restores weak strands from the inside out. So you've got brittle hair. This is a good thing to do. Static Silk Smoothing. It's a hard one to say like that. Anyway, this fights against frizz, creates smooth tresses, and cools the scalp. That is a really unique additive to this product. So with these enhancers, you can use one, you can use two, you can cocktail them together. If you're feeling it's really dry and weak, then use the moisturizing with the strengthening together. If you want it to be smoother and, you know, have a little bit more moisture, use the smoothing and moisturizing together. They can be cocktailed up or by themselves, but this is how it works. So after you've rinsed out your universal shampoo, you spray the enhancer on, comb it through, leave it in. Do not rinse out, because this is going to be to your advantage to do this. Because you follow with a Velvet Cloud Universal Mask, which I'm sure anybody with fine hair freaks out when they hear the word mask. They're like, no, it's going to weigh my hair down. It's too much. No, this is not the case with this product. It really does do a great job helping restore a lot of damage that has been done to the hair. So you apply that over the enhancers that you just combed through, comb it through, then rinse it out. That is going to activate those enhancers and kind of lock and seal them in there. So they're doing their job. That's what they're meant for. So that's why they're called enhancers. They're just to enhance what you need to have done. So this product line, it is a great, great one to have in the shower with that. After that, after you've taken your hair out of the towel, you want to follow with, hands down, my favorite product in the world. I cannot say enough about it. Magic Mist. That's the word. It's magic. It is. It is a gem of a product. It's the jack of all trades. It's a heat protectant, a detangler, all around leave-in treatment. It's great to use on your second day hair. I, for example, pile my hair on top of my head when I work out. I take it out. Let's say I have a ponytail and it's a frizzy mess. I spray that in there and it doesn't get greasy or weighed down. It just kind of softens and gives me that moisture that I had combed out, but it softens that look too without making it look too crazy. It's such a universal product and it's not a heavyweight product. That's the biggest thing with it. That can be your only styling product too. There's enough in there that you can just use that and use nothing else. And it really does do the job. I if somebody had to tell me what product would you use, this would be it. So do yourself a favor and get one of those. So along with IGK being in my bio on Instagram, I also have a link on there for In Common that you can go in there and order. I believe there's also a quiz on there. So if you're not quite sure what products to get, you can take that. Also feel free to reach out to me and DM me. I might be able to help you, or you can reach out to your stylist and ask them too. It's pretty self-explanatory, but you know, if you're not sure with that, there is travel sizes of the Magic Mist, which you would want to get because you don't want to travel without that thing. It's amazing. So get on their email list as well. Fantastic sales. Like, they do so much, so much, not only for me as a stylist, but for you as a consumer. So do it. Do yourself a favor. Get on there, get that stuff, and remain on there because they do a lot. And it's just, they've been so supportive and so great with everything this last year, especially for stylists. And I know for them out in California, it's been a whole other ballgame. So the fact that they still were so worried about everyone else just says a lot about them. I can't say enough about this company. Well, those were some of the hair products. I'm going to also provide the pictures on my Instagram so you can see what I'm talking about, and just give you a small little update on each one. If you have, again, any questions about it, feel free to reach out to me. I will do what I can if I'm available to do that, to my knowledge, over direct messaging, if it can be done. If not, I will try to steer you in the right direction for that. This is just an exciting path for me to be on, to share some things. I think it's going to be a fun journey. I know a month from now, I'm probably going to look back and think, oh my gosh, I made this way too hard, or I'm overthinking it, and there's a lot involved with it, and it's already been kind of funny with what I've had to go through. So I know that there is always obstacles that you have to go overcome to get to these points, but once you start doing it, it gets easier and easier. So this is the first of many to come, and I look forward to sharing with you. But until then, remember, it's your world. I just live in it.